Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's house.
Oh shit. There we go.
Shit, I'm not even looking at you, bruv. Let me get you on there.
Get my beautiful face on
screen.
Why is
it on Spotify, bruv? It won't come off. It's because you're on Chromage. Uh-huh. Chromage Amber in the house.
Word.
Episode one. Arms out to your mum's
house. Episode 35. Damn.
35. Oh, mate, my sofa's creaking a lot.
It is creaking.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, of course I can hear it.
The missus has got a big cooler. That's what I'm saying.
Yo, big up Venezuela in the house, man. But you want to try and stop creaking on that?
Here.
Yeah, sit over there.
That's my spot. For the arms house to your mum's house.
Man is creaking like a motherfucker.
Bruv, I was in the park, yeah?
Yeah.
Just now. I said, listen, I've had a siesta. I went out to munch. Mm. Took the Latinas to a pub for... I didn't know they had Sunday roast dinner, yeah? So I said, we're all going in Sunday roast dinner.
Yeah.
None of them know about, but some of them haven't had it before at all.
Oh shit.
When the Yorkshire puddings came, were like all crispy and like burnt out. You know, they fluff up mad.
Yeah.
And they did them all posh in the pub. They were like massive ones, all flaky and brown. And my sister-in-law looked at me, she said, what the fuck is that? I'm like some sort of egg-based shat that you... She's like, no. Anyway, I smashed 3 whole plates of their roast dinners, yeah? And mine. All of their munch, all their veg, all their potatoes.
Well, they didn't like it. They weren't feeling the Sunday lunch.
But you know, the beef comes like cooked like an English person.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's in a pub.
They didn't like the gravy.
It wasn't like a cheap pub. It was a
Duke which pub?
Of Sussex in.
Ah.
I can't believe I remembered that. You know I don't remember shit, bro. The Duke of Sussex. I only remember it because I booked
a table. Yeah, that's decent.
Opposite Chiswick Park Tube Station.
Yeah, I don't think I've had
that Merco garage.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had.
If it's a Merco garage. How long has it not been a Merco garage for?
No, the Merco's opposite, isn't it? Or used to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It hasn't been Merco since before Jesus.
That's a decent pub, though, man.
But the beef's cooked like it's roast, isn't it? It's like done in it's roasted in an oven. Yeah. And
what, they
didn't
don't
have much blood or anything at all, and quite fat chunks, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They weren't feeling it.
And they're just like, no. But the chef was Spanish, and he whipped up a paella.
Oh, so nice.
Just munched that.
Oh, man, that's great.
But I munched the whole lot. The whole lot. Smashed everything. Yeah, they're all looking at me like, what the fuck? Smashed it. And then come back here. Bruv, I've got mad gas, bruv.
Yeah.
Andrea's fuming. Because somehow it's sticking out the place with veg farts.
What, broccoli farts? Yeah, nice.
Broccoli and like, what's it called they put with it? Parsnip.
Oh, I love parsnip.
You never
love
eat parsnip, but apart from with this shit.
Yeah, no, I love honey roasted parsnips. It's my favorite part of the Christmas dinner, you know? The honey roast.
Not sure about it. But anyway, yeah, so I fucking come back. I said, I've got to go outside before the podcast, man. I've got to fucking try and release some of this gas. And I go outside in the park like an old geezer, like doing all these kind of shit.
Yeah.
Bending over and shit into like yoga positions and shit, looking at the sun with the sun beaming on my feet. You know, the park's just there.
Yeah.
Bam, and I got there for 1 second, put my phone down and put this fucking vape down that I just bought. And I've just like started stretching because my knees I'm going out there properly, put the phone down, put the vape down, and whoosh, this dog comes over, dashes over over my phone. I'm like, what are you doing, bruv? And I'm like still in the position of something. I can't remember what it's called, downward dog or something.
Yeah. And then the dog came, was like, oh, he's this.
And it's coming there and I can't reach it, but the vape's a bit closer to me, and I'm like this. And the woman's just going, Teddy, calm. And he's slobbering all over my shit, And then bam, he goes for the vape.
Yeah.
Which is something I put in my fucking mouth, bruv. Do you know what I mean? And I just bought it. And he slobbers all over it, goes to take it, like pick it up with his teeth and take it. and I'm doing a downward dog with one hand, get the right hand and just fucking grab the sort of get his collar, just dash him like
yeah.
That's it over. And then she's going, Teddy, this happened just now.
Teddy, no, Teddy.
Because she got mad upset. I'm like, listen, he's eating my fucking shit. What do you want me to do? Do you think this is acceptable? I've been in the park for 1 second.
Yeah.
This is for people as well, love. And he's come over and munched my shit in one. This shit I got to put in my mouth.
Nah.
What the fuck?
You know how I feel about dogs.
I'm sorry. Just put him on a fucking leash and do one fucking Teddy. Yeah. Teddy! As if a dog's going to respond to like that. You know what I mean? You've got to be like the leader of the fucking pack. This dog's doing what he wants. Teddy! Teddy! For fuck's sake.
You know what, talking about farting today, just now, literally on my way home from work, man, I went to the off license and I went in there, I was going to buy a couple beers, and then I was rolling a ciggy, so before I went in, I was just standing on the front bit, and there's a bus stop outside, and there was an old Indian man standing there, and there was just no one else around, and I was just there rolling, and all I heard was... and then he turned around like that, like as though he thought he was being sly. And I was like, and I looked up and I was like, and I gave him like a surprised look. And then he just like, no expression on his face, just turned back around like that. And I was like, you dirty dog, man. Just guffing in my face, man.
Just you and him chilling on the bus. Just imagining you two sitting on the bus stop.
He blatantly thought it was going to, he thought it was going to be silent, but violent.
Silent but violent.
It made a noise, man. I was like, yo, motherfucker. But what are you saying then, man? You good? You got the missus in town, you know what I mean?
Everything's going in town. I'm saying, yo, cool. This is episode 35.
Yo, man.
From Arms House to your mum's house.
You know, I read a thing the other day, I don't know, online somewhere. I like skim read it. Yeah, I didn't go in depth, but it was a study about there's going to be too many old people soon. People are living longer and healthier, and they're more active as they're getting older, you know, compared to past generations. And
yeah, 100%.
So, and like, you know, we're going to have to, as a society, cater for that. You know what I mean? We can no longer just forget about our old people and dash them away like they're useless. You know what I mean? Like has happened in the past. You know, now I reckon, and I've always said this, and now this article kind of proved it a bit more for me, man. I've always said that our generation, when we become old age pensioners, we're not just going to be sitting at home fucking going, meh, meh. Going out. There's going to be old age pensioner raves, drum and bass raves, where they turn it up and play, you know, play it, the speakers under the floorboards and shit, you know, for the hard of hearing.
Because it'd just be us thinking, what should we do if we're still alive? It would just be our generation going, right, what should we do? We're not sitting here playing. What do they do in fucking old people's homes when I was growing up? It's just like, they play chess, backgammon,
apparently they...
Oh my days!
They fuck a lot. They're just shagging each other.
I just remembered something, bruv.
Yeah, go on.
Oh my days.
What? Hit me.
Oh my God. If I've talked about this is a massive story from my back in my life. I can't. If I've talked about it, you have to remind me, but I don't think I have. Yeah.
Go on.
When I was on community service, for something, but it wasn't a feds community. It wasn't like a police charge. I can't remember. It might have been something to do with the school I went to.
Or the school, yeah.
But it was definitely because I'd done something wrong, And I'm on community service. With like a couple, I can't even remember what area of my life it was, what school or what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I just remember the fucking, I was wearing that. Fuck me, it was at the army school, bro.
Yeah.
I just remember what I was wearing and that. I was wearing like combats and shit.
What, like New York? Brownsville, man. You know,
mid to early 90s, like British Army, deep greens and blues and stuff, browns and blacks and shit.
Yeah.
And I had to go and do community service, bruv. Yeah. And usually, when other than community service, I just rocked up and they just said, oh, can you like do the gardens and shit like that?
Yeah.
At this old people's home. Yeah, in the country, somewhere in this country, in the countryside, I don't know where the fuck it was. And I'm like, picking up leaves and shit, rare. And then I had all the brass jobs, like fucking all the thorny hedge bushes and shit, and mowing the lawns and shit of all like this big sort of place for old people, gardens and like mad shit. And these other chiefs had like amazing jobs, like they were doing the drinks at like bingo night. Do you know what I mean? Like that was it. That was their community. So, and I'm doing this. I was the only one doing this. And I kept on complaining. And then one time, I go to the community service, and the geezer says, "Yeah, right. Today you can just go around." And I can't remember what her name was.
No.
Spit it out, it's like Mildred or something. I swear to God, yeah.
Gertrude.
Oh my days, yeah. You're gonna go and get her, and she's going for a daily push around the park, like in a wheelchair, yeah, in the parts of the gardens, yeah. Sweet. And I'm like, sweet,
yeah.
Easy. So I'm getting an old lady pushing in a wheelchair to put up around all the parks, like around the fucking gardens and shit. You know what I mean? It was massive, like shit. I could just do that mad slow, and that'd be my whole day. I was thinking, fucking banging, I'm gonna be there. Right, you have to go to her room to get her. With an empty wheelchair, wherever. So I go there, knock on the door, yeah, bruv. I am fucking 14, 15, 16, something like that. Knock on the door, and I'm instantly scared. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, it's like the blinds are down and shit. You know what I mean? It's like mad dark. And it's the middle of the day, it's sunny day, mad dark. Proper like horror film shit with just like a black and white TV kind of flickering in one corner and maybe the outline of like a human sort of decrepit body shape in like sheets or whatever, and you're like, fuck, is that someone there? Like, where the fuck are? Instantly I'm thinking, nah.
Oh shit.
And I go to
did you knock on the door and go, room service?
No, I said I'm here to do your walk. I was like, Mildred, I'm here to do your walk. Yeah, as I'm like walking in there. Luckily someone geezer who works there comes in and gets her out of the bed and puts her in, and brother, this woman is, it's hard to speak badly about, you know, I could almost speak badly about, but because not, oh, fucking hell, she was so, so old.
Oh man.
So old and fucking nuts. Oh, like shit. Nuts.
Yeah, like dementia or whatever, yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah. But fucking hell, man, imagine living, anyway, I can't get into that.
Yeah.
She was probably a fucking brilliant woman.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
When she hadn't lost all her marbles, is what I'm saying. She, you know, you don't. This bird's made it that far.
Yeah. And her family are blatantly stuck her in this home. You know what I mean, or whatever.
And she is fucking screwing nuts. Yeah. Oh, and it's fucking freaking me out. Anyway, I go to the downstairs in the lift. He brings her downstairs in the lift in the wheelchair. He goes, this is Andy. He's going to take you around the gardens. And you might have seen him before. Don't worry. Everything's cool. And that whole thing took ages for her to like even like clock that he was talking about me. Right?
Yeah.
Rare. Take her in the gardens. 20, 30 minutes. So I'm thinking, oh, sweet. Everything's cool. She's not kicking off. You know what I mean? Blessed. She wanted to be outside, whatever.
Yeah.
Rare. 30 minutes, 40 minutes, something like deep into it. And then suddenly, she just starts screaming rape, like this woman screaming rape, yeah, in like a mad, bust up larynx, fucking old voice technique, rape, like mad rank, mad.
Shit.
And I'm behind her, holding her wheelchair, in the middle of this posh garden, which is like all rose gardens and has paths around it and in between it, like a maze.
Don't make me tell you to the rose garden. There. Yeah.
Yeah, just me. I'm the only geezer anywhere near this woman. Not only am I that, I'm holding on to her fucking wheelchair. So I don't know whether to like let go and like be standing there like this. Oh, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Or I don't know whether to like try and calm her. I can't even touch her because she's so like so near death. Like it's just bone and shit. I'm like, shall I like say, no, what are you doing to me, man? Don't do that, Mrs. Mildred, or whatever anyone says. Or do I just do a fucking runner? And no one's coming to help, like none of the geezers who work there, because I've there's a good distance away from the like garden doors of this house.
Jeez.
Bruv.
She's shouting.
The more she's screaming it, the more and more I'm freaking out. Yeah. So I'm like, right, fuck this, turn around, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm wheeling. I'm going quite fast back to the house, pushing this woman.
And she's like, going, right,
she's still screaming, exactly. She's still screaming, rape, rape, rape. And that was, I'm dusting. And I'm like, no, I'm dusting. Like, fucking hell, yeah. By the time we get near the house, people start coming out. Like, some of the dudes that work there, some of the less old dudes, you know what I mean, who live there. And I'm running towards him. This woman's screaming, right, fucking hell.
Jesus.
It was like the worst fucking feeling of that's my probably life.
Because you were doing community service or whatever it was, like punishment. So they blatantly gave you Mildred because they know what she's like. They were like, oh, yeah, something give him like Mildred. What happened then in the end? You just wheeled her back and they were like, yeah, yeah, whatever.
They were a bit like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, don't worry about it. They're just like, this is Mildred. Like, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe I put in a scam like that.
So what's the opposite of a, like, because I was going to call you like a nonce is obviously for underage. What about for overage people? If you're raping an older person.
Yeah, like a gonce.
A gonce.
A granny. A granny.
A gonce.
A fucking gonce, bro.
A grave robber or whatever they call it. Oh, no, that's fucked up. But yo, man, that's crazy. You know what? You reminded me of something, yeah? Back when I was like, I think just turned 18, I did a trial period at a pub in South Ealing. Yeah. Ealing Park Tavern. I don't think it exists anymore. I think it's closed down. But I was, my sister worked there. She got me a trial there. So I was doing a trial period for a week. Yeah. I'd never worked in a pub before, just turned 18. I'm pouring pints, learning how to pour pints and all that stuff. And on my first day now, yeah, I'm working with the manager. And, you know, I'm just getting to grips with it and everything. And then, like, you know, it comes, you know, like a couple of hours pass. And then this Indian guy with a turban comes in, big fat Indian guy, yeah? And he orders a drink, you know, and goes, sits down. Then he comes back and orders another drink. And then he's like, I recognize you from somewhere. I know you from somewhere. Like, making, like, a big deal out of it in front of everyone. And I was like, bro, I didn't know.
To you.
Yeah. I had no idea who this fucker was. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. Like, being
where
polite.
Are you though? You like on, in the pub serving him, just on the other side of the bar.
I'm behind the bar, serving him pints, man. He's like getting gradually more and more pissed every time he comes to the bar. He's like, I know you from somewhere. I know you. And my manager's looking at me. I'm like, I don't know this guy. Yeah, he's making a big noise and deal about it. He goes, I know you from somewhere. I'm like, bro, man, I'm here trying to work.
I don't know this guy.
Yeah,
I'm where's like, this guy?
I'm on a trial here in the pub. You know what I mean? Trying to get this job. And he's getting more and more pissed. And then finally, near the end of the night, he comes up. He goes, that's it. I know you from. And everyone's like quiet now listening to him. And he's like, community service, man. We did no community way. Service together. Yeah, because I did. Yeah, I had to do fucking 220 hours of community service.
While you're at the job. Putting fines in the boss watching. You know what I mean?
And I'm like, shut the fuck up, bro. Why are you bringing that up now, man? I was like, get the fuck out of my face, man. That was a joke. Fucking kick that guy, man.
I'm laughing because I know you so well. I could imagine the exact face like you were playing.
Like, yo, like trying to
man,
play
young, man, young. Like, I remember you exactly back then.
And the manager's now like, why are you doing community service? I'm like, man. Yeah. Yo, listen, we got some graph sketches to do. We got some tunes to listen to. Why don't we
That was me rolling into my tune. Yeah. Leave it alone, yeah. Because I was saying to the bird who owned the fucking dog, I said he should have just fucking left it alone in the first place. That's why I was getting into it. Yeah?
Oh right,
because she was getting a bit like, oh, you man handled it, you know. And I said they shouldn't have fucking, you know what I mean, left it alone in the first place. Because yeah. I was, you know, I'm a Jay's in the pot with Mad Space.
All right, that's sick.
And then shit, I haven't said that. I haven't said that for ages. I remember I had a Leave It Alone tune. Yeah,
Leave It Alone, yo. This is a classic.
Just left it alone.
This is a classic from Theme, produced by Michael Parkinson. You know, a boom track called Leave It Alone. Theme, I'm sorry, I ripped it off the YouTube, yeah? There's a video for it on YouTube, so you can go and peep that, guys. I'll put a link below.
10 years.
10 years ago, Jesus Christ!
10 years ago. Yeah, yeah. It's Theme.
Leave It Alone.
Michael Parkinson on the board, safe for the beat done. It's called Leave It Alone. So all you fame chasing wankers, leave it alone. Internet gangsters, leave it alone. DJs,
fucking
no
little
final,
dogs in the park, leave it alone.
Bad fluff, bad boys, leave it alone. All these whack little rap toys, leave it alone. All these major corporations, leave it alone. I'm always in the mood to move to you and spit cannons. Slaying this dip magnus for spraying their shit patterns. Flipping my flipping lid on spit and switch and bitch slap them. Chatting that click clack, they get smacked with those lips flapping. Flattening rabbit cats with my rapid attack talent. I'm ravaging random rappers like ratchets can rip. Rabbits leave rambling rat scallions. Rattled my shit, ragged, I spit rank. I'm ranking these wackety whack faggots. In layman terms, put the mic down and make dinner. Clean the house, our weeds fill up. Treat rappers like bitches, they make believe spitters. Taking liberties, they forsake this game spirit with some blatant bait lyrics. They just say the same thing, make the same mistakes, claiming heavyweight sins. I'm disabling the frames without no hesitations. So all you fame chasing wankers, leave it alone. All you internet gangsters, leave it alone. Gucci bag wearing bandits, leave it alone. DJs with no vinyl, leave it alone. Little bad boys, leave it alone. All you white little crap toys, leave it alone. All you major
Unfluffed bad boys,
all you fake wannabes, leave it alone. There's too many MCs, there's too many mics, there's too many sharp rhymes, there's not enough nights. There's too many battlers, there's not enough tunes. There's too many fake rappers, not enough true. There's too many top shotters, not enough weed. There's too many gangsters, how come there's no G's? There's too many biters, there's not enough writers. There's too many bumpkins, there's not enough kings. I'm busting up kings like I'm fucking nuts, king. You want a fucking custody, you'll get a fucking thumping. I've been putting in work, the head chef in a Michelin star. There's no mimicking, my riddling's hard. My diligent deliverance killing when I'm spilling the bars. Brilliant lyrics ripping your innards, drilling your heart. Straight chilling, villain, the bigger than the villa in France. The vrai sav, mad ill and rip the rhythm apart.
Oh, what boy, man? Jesus Christ!
Yeah, what was that little French bit at the end there?
Something about billing a zigger in the billing up. Play that. I need to hear that. I wanted to hear that last line again, bro. I was just thinking of that. I was thinking the same question.
I can't rewind it, man. I'm sorry, man. Here I got on the Zencast is fucked up.
Man, I haven't heard that. I was listening to that.
Yeah.
When you hear your own shit, you don't listen to it. When you've heard it 55,000 million times, bro.
And you hear
that was the first time I've listened to that film. Yeah, yo, Parky's beat is nice.
Oh,
man.
I love
that. Bass is fucking overpowering on that tune.
And the way the drums swing, the song, man. He's ill, man. Yeah,
he killed it. He killed it on that. Leave it alone, man.
Yeah, man. And yeah, it's a jokes little video as well down in Acton, down in that little spot with J-Mo's in the video, I think, isn't he? And
Le Vrai Sav, I ripped the rhythm apart. I can't remember what that last bit is, man. That bit's sick. That video, bruv.
Yeah.
Caxton Presser in it.
Yeah.
Before they broke up, that was MC Killer.
Mm.
Amy True.
Oh, yeah, salute.
And Manage. And then Genesis Elijah was in it, the same video. Yeah. Big up Genesis Elijah.
Mm.
M9 was in it. Iron Braids was in it. The Fly Hooligans in it. Yeah. All player cameo at the end because Skirms is in it from Rhyme Asylum.
Oh, yeah. They're all going like, leave it alone.
You know what I mean? They say, leave it alone. Yeah. Caxton Press, they don't leave it alone. You know, Genesis Elijah don't leave it alone. You know,
M9,
he don't leave it alone. I went around to M9's yard. He's just in his doorway in his estate. He goes, don't leave it alone. My video's sick at the end.
I'll put a link to the video below so you can click on that and check it out. From 10 years ago, man. Theme as well. I noticed as well. Fucking I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but you dropped the F-bomb in there. Not fuck, but,
what's
you know.
That?
The derogatory term for gay people.
Tree. Yeah. We will not have any tree in this school.
All right, all right, all right. But you know what I mean? Like, that was, like, used a lot in
hip-hop.
What
did he say?
Man.
What did he say? What did he say? I'm thinking of me. What did he say?
No, I don't want to... Listen, don't keep... Stop keeping saying the word because you're going to get us kicked off of YouTube, man. If you keep saying the
word. You can't even say it.
Well... I don't know,
I didn't know that
but I'm just saying, like, there's words that get flagged if you say them, like, even when we said rape earlier, that's another word that will get you flagged off YouTube, I'm not even kidding. I don't know all the ins and outs of all these things, but certain words you say can get you kicked off, but I thought
if you were talking about something, you know what I mean, if you're slagging it off and using the word, we're talking about the word.
But that's the thing, yeah,
the using of it.
But I'm just saying, like, that word, you know, it was used a lot back then, man, and, you know, I'm
rhymes
glad
of,
it kind
rhymes
of
with a lot of shit.
Rhymes with a lot of stuff, man. But I'm glad kind of people went away from using that word a bit more because, you know, there's better ways to express yourself, man, you know what I'm saying? But especially now because this is the end of Pride Month as well, so you know what I mean? But also, when I was younger, I remember using that word as well, man, just to be a derogatory, even just going, oh, that's gay, you know what I mean? As a bad thing, you know? And I'm glad we've moved on from that, man. You know what I mean? It's like, because I can imagine what that felt like. Some of my friends who I knew back then, who didn't come out, but later now have come out, yeah, who I know, and they're cool people, and I've used that word around them, and I just imagine how shitty they would have felt back then when I was saying it around them. You know,
yeah,
what
I was thinking that as well.
It's crazy, man. Like, I feel really bad about
remember
it.
Remember back in the day when everyone knew you're fucking gay? Like,
yeah,
what are
exactly.
What you doing? It's just stupid gay.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man.
Everything was gay. I don't want to use that pen. It's gay, mate. Give me the other one.
Exactly. Everything, man. It was fucked up, man. But, like, it was just, like, kind of in the zeitgeist at the time. But I'm glad we moved on, man. But anyway, moving on, yeah. What was I going to say? Moving on, bruv.
Do you remember when we went on a windsurfing trip in the Isle of Wight?
Oh, yeah. Of course I remember. Yes. I did it twice, but yeah, I remember.
And I was called Snoop and didn't come back on the windsurf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did quite well.
We talked about that.
Yeah, well, I think we have.
I'm just saying it.
Yeah.
You have to cut that, bruv.
That's all right. We're going to... I mean, things are going to get repeated. To a certain degree, man. But you know what happened to me on that trip to the Isle of Wight that you're talking about? I don't know if I mentioned this.
Damn.
Yeah. This is kind of embarrassing. I don't even know if I want to air this on him.
I just want to say, at this time, Rage Against the Machine was getting that CD with the geezer getting burnt on.
Yeah,
getting passed around mad at the time.
Yeah,
it was around that time.
Incredible album.
Because we had Rage Against the Machine in our room that they put us in.
Yeah, incredible. And we had little bunk beds and stuff. And I remember there was the older kids, and the older kids came into our room, and they had a Sprite bottle that was filled with vodka.
It was their Rage Against the Machine tape, bro.
Probably.
CD.
Probably.
I got licks for having it too long.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry, I didn't expect that. But fucking...
Yo, back in the Isle of Wight. Sounded like some sort you were going to start rapping about.
I'm going to freestyle this. Now, the older kids came in and they had like a bottle filled with vodka, like a Sprite bottle filled with vodka. And they were giving us some. And then I was, you know, trying to act like the bad man in front of the older kids. And I was like, give me that, like that, yeah. And I like fucking downed a lot of it, yeah. And I got so fucked up. Yeah, this was like late at night when we were all supposed to be sleeping. I got so fucked up. I don't remember nothing. All I remember is waking up on a hard surface, yeah? On like a flat, like tiles, you know? And I was like, what the fuck? Like that, yeah. And I remember waking up and I was opening my eyes, but it was still pitch black. I was like, where the fuck am I? And I was like touching the right side and I could feel a wall, yeah? And then I touched the left side, I could feel a wall. And then with my feet, I could feel a wall.
Can't see shit, you're just feeling
nothing
completely.
Where you are. I'm in like a box. Yeah, with a tile, yeah? And I'm like, oh, shit, and I'm feeling in front and on my head.
I thought you were going to say you're in, like, the cubicle of some bog.
Well, I'm in a box, yeah? I don't know where the fuck I am. It's pitch black. I'm, like, waking up going, what the fuck has happened, yeah? And I'm feeling the walls, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I don't know where the fuck. I'm pitch black in this box. And the next thing I know, a bright light happens, yeah? Someone opens the door, and it was basically the gap. Between, you know, when you walk into a toilet, sometimes you open one door, then you have to open a second door to get into the toilet. I was in between the two doors on the floor sleeping. I don't know how I ended up there. And I think I puked in there as well. I think there was puke on the floor. It was so fucked up, man. I was like, yo.
Bro, do you remember when I told you I couldn't sleep because then I was snoring and I went and moved my mattress? That's the first place I put it.
Between
that door. Because we had a posh bit between of the hotel door and then some next door.
Yeah, exactly. That was my little spot that I ended up, man. But yo, okay, let's do a graph critique now, man. We got a couple here. I'm going to send you one via WhatsApp, yeah? So people send us in their graffiti, either pictures of their graph or sketches that they've done, and we critique them here on the
podcast. Dirty little nonsense.
So let me find... Okay, we got this one here. This guy checks out the podcast. He's a supporter of the pod. Let me send it to theme here. Oh no, wait, fuck. There we go. Boom.
Shake
and
the room.
Then boom.
Shake the room. Here it is.
There you go. You got it.
All right. You know what? First of all, straight away, yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, bruv. Some actual fucking graph that I can critique, bruv. The last stuff's been mental.
It's been a bit weird, yeah.
The last thing in Greece. This is a bit of London graph, no?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I think he's London. I'm pretty sure he is. That looks like it might have been done in Leek Street.
City, man.
I think that was a Leek Street. Yeah, this is a writer who writes City. C-I-T-Y. And it's a halfway decent piece. I'm not going to, it's not amazing.
There's some... Would you call that a piece?
Yeah, of course that's a piece. What do you mean? There's one, what, two, the three... Three colours in there. I can see three colours in there. And four colours, actually. I can see four colours in
different
there.
Browns, actually.
And it's got a black outline. It's got 3D with purple in the 3D or blue in the 3D. Black outline. It's got a white one time. No, a yellow one time with little, like, kind of bits coming off it. It says City, C-I-T-Y. The C-I-T is cool. The Y is out of place compared to the other three letters for me. It's tucked behind the T too much. You know, look at the other three letters. They're not tucking behind. Mm. Okay, maybe the T goes a little bit, tiny bit behind the I. But other than that, they're all sitting next to each other. And the Y is like hiding behind the T for some reason.
Did you know how nice that T could join into that Y, bruv? That's the perfect combination. Because your Y's coming out like that and your T's going in like that.
Should have just connected the T to the Y, bruv. Exactly.
That would be nice looking, because you can't really do that with that I if you do it from that C. But then, you know what I mean? You could join in an I, capital I and a capital T and a capital Y. Nice, bruv.
No, but even though I like the little I, the capital T, and then the T just going into the Y. Like, why the fuck has it got to cover it up like that? And
I remember thinking, why does my T have to do that? You just start playing about with it.
Well, yeah, that's what.
But
you
the Y. The thing is, the Y is like a different kind of style as well. For me,
that's what I'm saying. It's out of place.
It's actually got it's a completely different style.
Yeah, it's out of place.
It's good. It looks, I'm not. It looks all right. That style
could work.
As well.
It could work
because the CIT is just normal letters. Yeah, and then the Y's got little something going for it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's got like and then are you saying it's too big? The Y.
No. So the C. is just a simple C, and then the I is a line with a dot, and then the T is just a simple T, and then the Y has got little serifs hanging off the ends. It's got a little pointy bit at the bottom, and it's going wing, 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 and then like a thin bit, and then a big bit, and then it's like it doesn't match with the other three letters, and it's tucked behind the T like that. It's a little bit out of place, man. But and also
I like the whole scene. I like. You know what though, man? The word city. Do you know how good you can do that, bro? Like that's like a perfect fuck. I used to want to write that, and I never thought. And then Vizzo did that city life at Gunnersbury. That and just when you do city correctly, you know what I mean. And all you saw was crime in the city. That famous ski train.
Yeah,
the
of course.
City can be done nice, bro.
Yes.
So when I start seeing that, when I was thinking about that word, I was thinking, you can't really, because I wasn't at that level yet. You know what I mean? To pull off some mad sick.
Yeah,
it's a good reach, bruv. So if he gets good at it, that'll be good.
I don't know anyone
Leek
else,
Street, man. Allow Leek Street. Never go to Leek Street, bruv.
Yeah, and I got to critique a little bit the fill. Yeah, it's not bad. It's okay. He's got like beiges and browns. Fills.
He's got
like
some bits
fading.
That work and some bits that are like a bit toy.
They're just. Yeah, there's a lot of toy behavior, I think, in the schemes, man. I think, there's loads of squiggles going on. There's like some sharp, like zigzags going on. And like, there's the things that you love, the heartbeat. You know, the little heartbeat.
There's no heartbeat. Oh, with the highlight.
Yeah,
with the highlight on the C.
Light bits. Yeah, going through the whole thing, the I, T, and the Y.
Oh, yeah.
Up and down. I don't know. He's, it's balanced though. It doesn't look like there's too much on one side than the other side. You know what I mean? It's
you see the
balanced,
bottom of the T, yeah? The bottom of the T is dark brown, then it's got like that light Y in it. It looks like a Y. That would be sick if he just left it like that.
Yeah.
The bottom of the Y, where he's shaded in just the top of the brown. I don't know if that's because he ran out of like the lighter brown.
Mm.
But you can't just put that in there. If he'd have just had those bubbles in the bottom Y and then just left that color faded in like that.
But
so
that's.
Top of the Y is like lighter brown. The middle bit does have that darker brown, but you've got to fade them in better than that. And then just have those little dots there.
Yeah.
and take away that little frilly thing coming down in the middle of the wire.
I'm talking about the skis. Lots of shit. Yeah,
take away loads of shit. Loads of shit in the sea. Less is more.
Less is more, man. That's what I'm talking about. I've said this before on previous episodes, man. Toy behavior is like doing too much. It's like, oh yeah, put some squiggles in there, put some dots in there, some bubbles in there, like little zigzaggy bits there, and then oh no, then we put some more bubbles over there. It's like, yo, man. You know, pick one or two things, put them there, maybe have one thing in each letter and just keep it simple, man. You know what I mean? Like, don't go get carried away.
You know where that comes from? Because I do exactly the same thing. And you've told me that when we're on trackside or whatever. Just like, that's it, man.
Yeah, leave it.
Or even on a new... But that's blatantly because when we was growing up, man, you're growing up in the 90s looking at the graph then. Like, for me... It was like, what the fuck is this? I mean, there's colors everywhere, there's highlights everywhere, there's fades everywhere. I don't know what the fuck. So to me, it just looks like everything everywhere.
Yeah.
So when you go and do some graph, you got to like, right, I've done my, put my colors in and that. Now I've got to make sure everything's everywhere. Like,
yeah,
it just
exactly.
looks fucking mad because that's what I used to see. Like, look at these pieces, look at these knobs.
Well, that's the thing. And that's another reason why, you know, I don't want to be too hard on him because you have to do it. To realize it, you know what I mean? Like when you look, like you said, like especially in the 80s and 90s, there was a bunch of, you know, like you said, people did a lot in their schemes. Like when we were looking at those crazy trains, the episode where we were looking at our favorite panels pieces, those ones from the 80s, they had crazy fills with mad zigzags
and things going,
but they were balanced right and they sat nicely, you know, and there was some sort of method to it, you know what I mean? Whereas
but you don't know how to do that when you start doing graph.
Exactly.
When you start doing graph, you can do like that.
Yeah.
You can maybe throw up an outline, maybe get the colours on there, and then you're like, right, how do I make it like that? It takes a long time before you start thinking, no, I just need just a tiny bit there.
I think
just like a star there.
It's interesting because when you first start off, you want to do everything and you go overboard. Then you strip it right back when someone actually pulls you to the side and goes, yo, allow doing all that shit. Just get your letters looking good. You know what I mean? Then you start doing things very simply. And then once you're good at that, then you start going, okay, now I'm going to start putting things here and here. And then you start building. Some people keep building until they get to that crazy level. And some people realize, okay, less is more. And they stick with that, you know? And that's when you find that balance, you know? Early on, it's difficult to do that. I don't know how long City's been writing or anything like that. Like, obviously,
I like
a little
he's done
while.
With the yellow, though.
I love the one time.
The way it's coming.
And the little, I think he bit them. You know, there's a standard, like Zombie does those things, the weird lines.
Shut up, bruv. Those are what I do, bruv.
Yeah, everyone does them. Everyone does them. And
depends how you get your flicks of the curve. You see, like the one coming off the top of the right of the Y.
That's an ill one.
That's sick.
I like that one, yeah. And the bottom of
it. That's got a little bit of, something going on.
Yeah, and between the T and the I, there's one above it and below it. That looks cool as well. Yeah, there's a couple, you know. Yeah, he's still, you know. Get into grips with it. But you see the dot on the left and the dot on the right. So he did the city in the middle and then he did a big round circle on the left and circle on the right. That was unnecessary. I don't know why he did those. And the schemes, sorry, Akit.
And they're the worst part. They're not round.
They're not sorry, round. Akit. Yeah, they're not round. The 3D's a bit off on the one on the right. And although, if I want to say something nice about it, which, you know, like I said already, the CIT, I like it. Simple, the outline is cool. The one time, the yellow one time is cool. The 3D is really nice. It's not completely even. Some bits are a bit too skinny compared to other bits. And he's missed a couple bits out. But I love the little blue lines, the dark kind of blue lines in the black 3D. It's subtle, but it pops it off a bit. And I like the shines as well. The shines, maybe there's too many. He did a shine on each letter. He did a shine. Which, okay, now you know what? Now I'm being a bit...
Shine on!
Shine. Time to be. But yeah, cool. Big up City. Thank you for sending it in, man. And please, people...
Big up Vizzo painting the city life.
Yo.
Big up all you see is crime in the city.
All you see.
Big up London City soldiers.
Yeah.
Big up London City soldiers.
Let me get one more for us to do. Okay, this was sent in recently. This is a guy, we both know him. So I'm going to send this to Andy. Here we go. Bada bing, bada boom. Sending. Boom, 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 boom. Bang. There we go. You should have
Rustillion.
Got it. Yeah.
Rustolium.
Rust.
Mate.
BDS. He sent that in. I met him properly on Teaser's memorial thing that we did down in East, down in Hackney. Really cool motherfucker, man. Cool dude. You know, smashing it. I met him and his son. His son did a piece next to him at the Tease thing. They both did a Tease outline. And I'm sorry, Rust. And I told you this on the day where your son burnt you, man, that day. He rinsed you out. You raised a style dude, man. And your son is taking it up a level the way it should be. You know what I mean? The next generation, you've schooled him well. And he's killing it, man. And Rust, and that's not just take away from you. You know what I mean? You're killing it as well. But your son is smashing it, man. So props to him. I forgot what he wrote. I'm sorry. I couldn't remember. But leave it in the comments maybe below. But Rust, he was a cool dude, really sound guy. Obviously, there's stuff I can nitpick on it. You know what I mean? Rust, he's been painting a while, so I don't want to disrespect. No disrespect intended.
I've seen much better Rust stuff than this, bro.
I have, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't want any disrespect.
Yeah, he sent me this. And he said, have at it, lad. So, you know what I mean? I know he listens to the podcast. So
I've
I
seen
just
much
give him
better
love.
Rust bits than this.
Yeah. I love the colors. The colors are dope. Really simple. It's almost a dub. It's the purple fill with a black outline, yellow border, like you kind of like round the outside background with blue around the outside of that. And he's got pink.
It's just a quick
little
ting,
schemes. Right? Yeah. It's blatantly a quick ting he did. It's got cool style to it. You know what I mean? For me, if I'm going to nitpick now, yeah,
there's a couple of bits I can nitpick on this, bruv.
I just want to say one thing. The shadow.
Say your thing, man. Say your thing.
Yeah, the shadow is not even. You know what I mean? There's some bits, like on the U, it's really thick. And then on the left side of the R, it's really thin. You know what I mean? And he's even missed a couple
you're
bits.
You're going, oh, bloody Nora.
Well, of
yeah,
course, that's what
that
I do.
Now.
That's the nitpicking.
But that's the
mean?
Only bit that's thin. That's the only bit that's thin.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
There's no other bits that are thin.
And also, you missed a bit at the top of the R. There should be a
bottom
little bit
of the T.
Oh, no, maybe I'm wrong.
Bottom of the T.
Yeah, bottom of the T. Yeah.
It's at the bottom of the chinks on the R. He's not done it on the bottom of the chink of the T.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mainly look at the flow and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a flow master. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking
flowing,
at the
flow. Fun.
You see them arrows that you do in pieces like that, yeah, that he's done in the S?
Oh, the scheme.
That sometimes looks
inside.
Sick.
Yeah.
And you don't even fill it in, you're still alive. But when it comes from nothing like that, and then you just do like a blodge where it comes from, because you're like, where else does it come from? Fuck it, it comes
it's
from this dot.
From like some mad wormhole. He's
you can't do that, bruv. You can't do that.
I mean, no. I've seen people do that. Like the rest of them, because he's got these floating pink schemes where he's done a dusty fill inside the like blocks. There's like little things floating.
Dusty, rusty.
And then one of them in the S is actually like in the shape of an arrow. The other ones in the other letters are just weird blocks, you know, which is cool. But then the arrow one, yeah, it's like kind of coming out from a glowing bit. And it's like, yeah, it doesn't really sit right, I don't think. I mean, it's all right. You know, I'm not going to get too mad at that. Let's big up the people he shouted out. He shouted out Rust 1. I think Rust 1 might be his kid.
You see, when you do a background like that, when you do the orange like that, yeah?
Yeah.
And you start doing it with like splodges coming out the side, then there's almost a star coming out the T, then the bottom of it's just like too blocky. When I've done it like that, and then I've realized I just think fucking I've done too much color. So then I put a border around that, because that if that was originally he's going to be his border, the orange shit.
Yeah,
but I don't think it was. He was just doing that thing around it. But if you put a border between the black and the orange,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That look nice.
If you had a one color. Time, if you had a nice little one time with bubbles coming out of that. White, but who knows the situation? Maybe he was, like you said, it was a quick ting that he did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it looks like a 5-minute ting, bro.
Yeah, exactly, man. But no.
Looks like one of those writers who used to love and respect comes back in the game and don't know nothing about no graph has lost all of his graph stars, bruv. What's going on, bruv? Who
nah,
is
man.
That? There's a couple of writers who've done that we used to love and then they came back. And I remember thinking, I don't know why I'm asking you because it was my own thoughts. But I remember thinking, nah.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Why can't you just paint like that anymore, bruv? You know what I mean? I can't. Yeah. Probably quite a few people, to be fair.
It's a weird one, man. You know, it's a weird one. I don't want to call out specific people. But yeah, I have noticed that where they've just got the ill style back in the day, blatantly when they got, because I'll tell you why it is. I know why.
The sort of some big names. Yeah, I don't want to say them on the pod. I finally remembered.
I'll tell you why, man. Because apparently your brain is still forming all the way up till you're 24, 25 years old. That's when your brain settles and then, you know, you just grow old.
But not just that, bruv. You're absolutely right. But then there's also like,
how
long am I going to just start put into this? How much, you know, how much interest am I going to put? When back in the day, when you're doing a piece, you'd be like, fuck, this is like my whole 4 weeks is going to revolve around this piece, like the building up to it, the sketching of it, the da-da-da-da of it. Yeah. So you would, and you were young, you know what I mean? So you'd be out there living.
And also, another
a mad life trackside painting, it'd be like that would be all in your piece.
Yeah.
I mean, how you're feeling, all of that. Now we're 42, going to do a bit of graph.
Yeah,
I can barely finish graph now because I'm like, oh fucking hell.
Yeah,
can't I just allow it like this? Yeah. Just bounce.
No, but also I think a big part of it as well. A lot of the styles we saw in the early 90s and the 80s, a lot of it was dependent on the actual type of paint they were using, man.
In the late 90s.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you know, there were specific techniques you had to kind of do, and certain colors you couldn't use for an outline because it just wouldn't work. Like, you could
the
never
paint
do.
The was so shit.
Yeah, you could
or
never
do. You remember
do.
The when the train? Do you remember the district? There's some paints you couldn't use because the train would just go.
Yeah, it would just. Yeah, exactly. Suck it all
like
up.
It was Hammerite black. You couldn't never use on a district line.
Yeah.
On the old white, like just silver district lines.
I mean, I don't know, but I've heard. Yeah,
I'm sure, brothers, that definitely car plan.
Yeah.
Yellow and oranges and stuff.
But
like
I'm
that.
Talking even on a legal wall, the paint was so shit. Even if you mulched the wall, man, like for example, you could never outline in yellow, for example. You know what I mean? You could never.
You would never, ever, ever get.
Exactly.
Because there was terrible. No point.
And like, you know, certain things they just wouldn't cover, and you'd have to use specific colors for certain things because you just couldn't. And then the caps were so, you know, fucked and everything for outlining and for stuff like that. You had to have special techniques. And that's why a lot of the designs you saw back then were the way they were. You know, they developed in that way because of the tools they were using at the time. And now we have everything at our disposal and the paint covers nicely and all these things. I think a lot of
it's
people,
good. It's good to have that.
It's good,
I
of
keep
course.
On saying, oh, it's
but I'm not talking about it being good or bad. I'm not talking about it being good or bad. I'm talking about writers who started in the 80s and early 90s or mid 90s, and then they stopped for ages, and then now they pick it back up again, and they're like, oh shit! Like they just, you know, they like kind of go, oh, I
what
can do anything.
What do you reckon
but...
was the best part of the 90s?
What do you mean,
graph? The early 90s or the late 90s?
Oh.
Wait a minute. That's one question. And my second thing is, do you remember when that tease thing that you said we went to?
Yeah.
And Russ was there.
Yeah.
We were standing next to Akit.
Yeah.
And some geezer come over and he's like, oh, man, what's your name? He's like, Akit. I'm like, what? I'm standing next to Akit, but his dude's name is Akit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She knew about it, so she didn't clock, but I was like, sorry, what, bruv? You're telling me you write Akit? Because, you know, when you go to a graph jam, people are saying, what do you write? Who you are?
Yeah.
You never go, like, my name's Bob Thomas. You know what I mean? My name's Steve. What's up?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm Akit. And I'm standing next to Akit looking at her like, what the fuck? Is he being serious?
Yeah.
But she hasn't clocked because it's normal to her.
Yeah.
That was at that place. That was fucking funny.
Yeah, man. But, yo.
But, yeah, best part of the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the letters... Like,
so that'd be 90, 91, 92...
For me, letters, early 90s letters, for me. The letter styles. But then the fills and the more creativity from the late 90s, I like the way people were doing fills then and stuff like that. But when it comes to letter structures, like dubs and stuff, the early 90s, man. Like Era, Bap, and all them boys, you know, they were doing some kill. Yeah, Ganja, all that shit, man. There was some ill letters coming out then, you know? I still bite those letters to this day, man. I'm biting those letters. I'm still trying to do that shit, but with a modern twist. You know what I mean?
Cry, Caspi, Ganja.
Yeah.
Those kind of letters, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. For me, it's fucking... That's such a difficult question.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. It's very
and tough. All of it is illegal graph. There's no, you're not. If you were saying, "Oh, what's your best graph between 2010?" You couldn't even think that. You could never say that because you think of bare pieces that are not that are just like done at fucking Leek Street and stuff, or just stuff you've seen online.
Yeah.
But back then, you'd be like, "Right, what is the best bit? Was it all the shit I saw then on the track sides and the fucking trains, or was it all the shit I saw then?" You wouldn't even think. You'd think of some pieces in Hall of Fames and shit.
Yeah.
But the best bit is it was all illegal. All the shit I think about was all track sites from the journeys that I used to make and I used to take.
Oh, yeah.
So the special areas of the underground for no reason. Mm. Like even near Beckton when I was going fucking East London.
Yeah.
To a college there, getting the district line right across.
Oh, shit. That fucking must be Beckton, sick. Bro. Yeah.
So there were some areas there I never knew about that I loved.
And that's the thing. And also like Acton
and Ealing and Turnham Green and Sanford Brook and Ravenswood Park and Hammersmith, Goldhawk Road. All those bits were sick.
Yeah. And the thing is, back then, before the internet, you know, when you got on the district line and went east from west, then you started seeing names you don't see that often. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like seeing the piece.
That was wicked.
And you're like, oh, okay, now we're in this territory now. You know what I mean? And you start looking at it and you're like,
I have
really
seen this geezer, but not that much. Or I saw him in fucking, you know what I mean? Like graffitism or something. But now we're over in those ends.
Yeah.
Must be where he's from.
Yeah, exactly, man. All right, cool.
Agua Panela, by the way.
I got. Ooh, nice.
Agua con Panela.
Drinking that good old. Like
a fucking, what's it called? Naturals. Sugar,
yeah,
and she scraped that all off into the laquins and then fill it up with like lemon, raw lemon, pure lemon, and water and ice. And that man is fucking refreshing as dick.
Yes, all right. I want to play a quick tune, and I got a little story attached to it. I hope I haven't mentioned this story already on the pod. I don't think I have. I've definitely told you this story theme, but here we go.
That's not fair. Now I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah. This is a song by Lil' Kim.
This one's called
AKA Queen Bee.
Really? It's a
song called Light Us Up. I'm not a massive Lil' Kim fan. I mean, she's cool and all that, but I got a story attached about when I went to Buckingham Palace. I've been to Buckingham Palace. So I'm playing Queen Bee, AKA Lil' Kim, Light Us Up. Let's go. This is one of my favorite little Kim songs. Niggas either do it, they gon' die. Gotta keep the ratchet close by. Someone murdered. Nobody seen, nobody heard it. Just another funeral service. Niggas will get at you. Come through shining, they yap you. In broad daylight, kidnap you. Let's get clapped through. Police stay on us like tattoos. Niggas only grind cause we have to. Money is power. Sling crack, weed and powder. Things come through every hour. It's all about that. We don't deal with cowards. The strong standing, rumble the weak, fold and crumble. It's the land of trouble. Brooklyn, home of the greatest rappers. Big comes first and the cream comes after. Now put your lighters up. Bed-Stuy, put your lighters up. Fort Greene, put your lighters up. What tune is she copying? Keep putting your lighters up. Brownsville, put your lighters up. East New York, put your lighters up. Bushwick, keep putting them lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters up. Let me give you a walkthrough, show you what to do and you don't do. Where's not safe to go to? The boys approach you. Better stay quick or you close to. Don't come through if niggas don't know you. Cause people is talking, the streets is watching. The D's is lurking, that's the nine in the garbage. The life of a hustler. Yeah, Lil' Kim, put your lighters up. I think it's what's it called? Welcome to Jam Rock. I think she's that kind of, oh no, maybe not.
Yeah, that's it.
Isn't it? Something like that? Anyway.
100%. Welcome to Jam Rock.
Welcome to Jam Rock. Where people know the songs that sound dark, when they know when a Honda, Honda, yeah, so it's like that. Anyway, so Queen Bee, I went to Buckingham Palace once, it's a funny story. My dad was the president of the Foreign Press Association. You know what, let me put my lights on, man.
Foreign Beggars.
And the Foreign Beggars, yeah, exactly. Big up Pav, man. Now, big up Pav, man, Foreign Beggars. But yeah, so Foreign Press Association. My dad was president for 4 years. And being the president of the Foreign Press Association means you get invited to the Queen's Tea Party, which is every summer They invite all the politicians, all the like notable figures in England, you know what I mean? They all travel to Buckingham Palace, they get an invite and they all go in there and they have
invite
tea,
for tea.
And they have like so the first year he took my mom, because he has a plus one, you know what I mean? So he took my mom. Second year he took my sister. Third year he took me. Yeah. I said, I'm coming with you. So I went with him. I got a suit. You know what I mean? I was 18 years old. So this was the height of my, like, when I was graphing, I was smoking bare weed, I was doing all sorts of fucked up shit. And my dad decided to take me to Buckingham Palace, thinking it was a good idea. Yeah. So, and I'm thinking to my, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go into Buckingham Palace. Yeah. This is like 1998. 1999.
I'm going to get a reach. Yeah. I'm going to get a fucking reach.
So I, you know what I took in with me? Yeah. I took in a spliff. I rolled a spliff and I'm like, I'm going to bun a zoot in Buckingham Palace.
I'm going to have a zoot in Buckingham Palace.
And I took a little marker pen, a small little pilot.
To get a reach.
A little mini one. I was like, I got to get a reach in there.
Like, you're like Snoop, bruv. Apparently, well, Snoop had a zoot in the White House.
But not then. I'd heard about the Beatles.
Yeah, not then.
I'd heard about the Beatles smoking weed in the White House, in the Buckingham Palace, yeah? So I was thinking, I'm going to be like, you know, fucking John Lennon, you know what I mean? Bunning a zoot in, like an idiot, you know what I mean?
Getting a selfie, bruv, on one of those old school cameras.
Well, no, there was no camera. I didn't have no camera, no nothing, yeah? I was just like, I'm just going to go bun a zoot in there and get a reach somewhere. Yeah, in Buckingham Palace. Yeah, obviously, I didn't tell my dad, this was top secret. Yeah, and so boom, and this is before 9/11, before the security stuff. So I wasn't even worried about fucking being searched on the way in or anything like that. Yeah, and I ballsed everything anyway. I had it all in my balls. Yeah, so I'm there all suited.
Oh, I can't breathe.
What?
Do you remember? Yeah, I remember. When back in the day, when security was like, everything was balls.
Yeah.
Bro, if you can't do it, just balls it, bruv. Like, you have bigger conversations outside shops. Yeah. How am I going to do it? Bruv, just balls it. We talked about everything, man. Was just balls.
Yeah.
I haven't heard just balls in it for time. I haven't heard.
I balls it big time.
So I was going to Buckingham Palace with a suit and I fucking thought, fuck it, I'll just fucking balls it. You know what I mean? 100%.
Straight up. And so boom. Turn up to Buckingham Palace, you know what I mean? There's a queue getting in, you know what I mean? We all get in. And we're not, the thing, the event isn't in the palace. You just basically walk in through the front big gate thing, yeah? And you walk up to the building and then you walk in the main entrance and then you have to walk through the hallway and you can see there's a big, as you can imagine, this massive, lavish, you know, fucking chandeliers and all that
palatial
stuff. Palatial. Like the most palatial.
And, come on, bruv.
And so the hall, when you first walk in, it's massive. The stairs on the right, big grand staircase on the left and right hand side, like splitting up, you know what I mean? And like there's big, you know, old paintings on the wall of all the monarchy from fucking hundreds of years and shit. So we walk, but you just walk through the building out to the other side and then you come out the other side into the garden. Yeah.
Yeah,
and there's like marquees,
the entrance garden.
Yeah, and then you go down some steps into the garden, and then there's like about four or five marquees in front of you, and then on the right hand side there was like a little like not forest, but you know, this has got big ass garden, big trees and stuff, and then there was a lake on the right hand side, yeah, like a little mini lake, and like some statues and stuff, and then I can't remember what was on the left. Anyway, so we walk in, we go up to one of the, you know, I'm just trying to be, you know, trying to be inconspicuous and stuff, chilling with my pups, and my dad's like, you know, networking, chatting with people. There's like, I saw John Major there, and I think Tony Blair was prime minister at the time. He was there chilling about, loads of like army generals.
My mates chilling about, Tony was there.
There was like all the generals. Tony
was there. John was there.
Loads of army people there and shit, you know what I mean? Like, you could see loads of people in army uniforms.
Generals were there. Generals and
majors.
Yeah,
all the generals. And, I mean, you know, you know when you recognize people.
This is how Maddie lives, bruv.
Yeah.
18 going to tea parties.
Yeah, down in Buckingham Palace, bruv. And so, you know, you recognize people like MPs, but I don't know their names, but I recognize them, you know, from the telly and shit. And from the newspaper and stuff, man. And so I'm walking around, like, you know, and inside one of these marquees, they're like serving tea and crumpets, and like there's loads of like a big spread of like sandwiches and shit. So I'm just there munching away, and my dad's bopped off. He's doing his thing, and I'm like, okay, I'm walking around, you know, just not chatting to anyone. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing there. Like, there's no fucking point. And then so I wander off. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go Bunazoot now. Yeah. So I'm like, the crowd, most of the people are around these marquees and everything. And so I start wandering towards this lake bit. Yeah. This like mini, like kind of, it's not a pond and it's not a lake, but it's like kind of in between. It's just a big pool of water kind of thing, yeah, with like a, you know, grass and bushes and trees all around it. So I'm walking around this lake trying to get away from everyone else. Yeah.
And I, if find, I blaze it here, is it going to be cool? With this,
yeah. Well, I'm smoking a ciggy. So I'm smoking a cigarette. Going, okay, I'm smoking a ciggy. I'm smoking a ciggy. You know what I mean? And like, the, you know, maybe there's maybe like one or two people walking around like now, because I'm away from the crowd. Obviously, now thinking back, I'm definitely being watched. Like, surely every single point of that grounds is being watched.
There'll be mad people then mingled in, like special forces mingled in, wearing normal garms and suits. Just, and what are you talking
cameras,
about,
even back then in 98 and shit, there's plenty bare cameras and shit and everything, yeah? So I'm like, you know, not really aware of all that because, you know, I'm still young and kind of thinking, all right, I'm away from everyone else. And everyone's walked off. So I throw the cigarette on the floor, pull out the zoot. And I spark the zoot, yeah? And I'm sitting there, like, my toes almost, you know, I'm like...
Your dad's fucking invited to the Queen tea party.
And this like,
is how stupid we were. Yeah, yeah. Like, this should be a good idea. And you won't even be able to put it on Instagram, bruv. The only thing you've got is your memory. I would go to school tomorrow, yeah? The man didn't hear about this, bruv.
Exactly. Just so I can tell people, yo, I'm under zoot in Buckingham Palace, bro. Man.
That's the only reason it's for,
the only reason. No photographic evidence whatsoever, yeah? And I promise you this is true. I mean, obviously, you can believe me or not, but I promise you this happened, yeah? I sparked the spliff. I had one toke, two tokes, like, that, looking around, three tokes, and I was like, nah, I got two paro. I put it out and put it back in my pocket, yeah? I was like, nah. Because maybe I saw one person start milling around. I was like, oh, shit. So I put the zoot out now, yeah?
And I'm, it would have been Thai weed, no?
Yeah, Thai.
What was it?
Yeah, it was Thai. It was Thai weed, so it didn't stink. Like, it wasn't like skunk, like stinking up the whole place. It was just a bit of Thai weed, so it smelled, you know, whatever.
Unless there was a seed in it. Then
like, no. The queen going, oh, who's banning a seed over there, bruv?
Yeah.
Yo.
Remember that at house parties? Yeah. If you chatted to someone, like, just like you're chatting now to me, yeah, I'll be going, yeah, oh, someone's banning a fucking seed. And you like announce it to the room. Do you remember that?
Seed? Yeah, who's banning a seed, man? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Everyone's checking their zoo. No, it's not me, bruv. It's not me. Yeah.
Anyway, so I put the zoot out and I put it in my pocket. Okay, I've done that now. I've bunned the zoot in Buckingham Palace. It's all good. And so I pulled a marker out because I'm next to this little lake thing. Yeah?
You're going to get a reach on the swan, bruv. Fuck it.
Yeah, so, okay, I haven't told that bit. Yeah, I've told you this story. So next to me, yeah.
What? Is that real?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, what? You didn't?
That's not from a memory. No, oh, right. At all.
No, okay, yeah. There's a statue of two, not swans, but pelicans. Yeah, you know they stand on one leg. Yeah. You know those birds that stand on one leg, yeah?
Yeah, I know the what pelican is.
Yeah, okay. Not pelican, flamingo.
Flamingo.
Yeah. So there's a statue of these two flamingos on the side of this lake thing, yeah? Like made out of brass or fucking whatever the fuck they were made out of. I'm standing next to him. That's where I bun the zoot, yeah? So I'm looking at this statue like that, and I'm like, okay, cool. So I get the marker pen out, yeah? I get the marker pen out, yeah? And I stand real close to this thing, and I swear to you, I did it like this, yeah? I didn't even look at what I was writing. I didn't just do a bare face tag on the side of this fucking thing, yeah? Because that was too raggo.
Well, you went...
No. I pulled the lid off, so I had the pen on my right hand. I was stand like... It was at like shoulder length, I think, you know, the height, shoulder height, the top of this flamingo.
I see what you mean. You just went like, and I went like that.
And I reached underneath it. So on his belly, on the belly of the flamingo with a black pilot pen, I just wrote without looking. Obviously, I couldn't see because it was like underneath it. I just reached my hand underneath it. I did an A, M, B like that. Yeah. And then I just put the lid on and just popped off, man. I didn't even look at it.
Oh, so you got that reach?
Yeah, I got the reach. I got a reach under the statue. Yeah, man. I was like, okay, I'm done now. Then I walk back to the thing. You know, I see my dad. I'm like, hey, what's up? And then there was like a ceremony, you know, and everyone gathered around the same place.
Good noise.
Yeah. Yeah. And the same way
for her sardi.
Exactly, yeah. So the same way we all entered the garden, it'd now been like they barriered it off. They had like a little barrier going round in a circle like that, yeah. And then all the royal family came out, all of them one by one, led by the queen. And they
who
all...
got a fucking reach on the flamingo?
Who's planting a seed? I can smell seed. Prince Philip was like, "Oh, wait,
Prince Philip. No, who's planting a seed?"
Yeah. So they all walk out, and who was there? I think the Queen Mum was still alive back then. Queen's mother was still alive, man. So she was the last one in a fucking Zimmer frame or whatever. And they all basically went down the stairs, walked round in a circle. We were all standing there. I was literally like a meter at most away from all of them.
About to reach her. The Queen's mum on your zoo.
I've
heard the CBD will calm you down.
So yeah, so I saw them, and again, you know, remember the story I told about Rolf Harris?
I thought you were gonna say you were gonna get nicked or something.
No, I didn't.
But
get
you
nicked,
got the yeah. reach, bruv.
I got
you
the got reach, man.
The reach.
But I didn't get any photos. I didn't even see the reach myself. I just leant under, you know.
Yeah,
underneath
this is a never bun, seen bun, again reach, just ladies walked and away. This is one of them phantom reaches that you can only think about. You think, rah, did he really get that reach? Especially when you're that young and you're going back to bed that night. They go, no.
Yeah.
He got a reach in the Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love to see that reach, man. Oh, man. You know, it's some dog shit reach, but it's just
up,
there.
Yeah, the fucked up thing is probably no one even there saw it, man, because it was underneath the fucking statue. You know what I mean? Like, under the belly.
I wonder if it's still there, man.
I mean, who knows, man? Who the fuck knows, man?
When you marry one of the royals.
But what I was going to say was, when I saw them all walking past, again, the thought went in my head. I don't know, I'm a bit nuts, man. Same way when I saw Rolf Harris outside of... Southwark Crown Court. Remember I told that story and I was like, I'm going to throw eggs at him. I'm going to get world famous for the day. Yeah. I swear to you, even back then,
ancestral.
Yeah, I remember seeing the Queen Mum. Yeah. The Queen's mother. Yeah. Old age motherfucker walking past me. And she was literally, I think I even dapped her up or whatever, shook her hand or whatever. Yeah. she was that close.
Dapped her up.
And I even thought to myself, then the thought went through my head. Obviously, I didn't do it. Yeah. Because I'm a pussy. But I thought to myself, I could easily have leant forward, grabbed her head and given her a big smooch on the lips. Yeah. And I would have been world famous, man.
Love you, Queenie.
Really? Yeah. Or they probably
Young
wouldn't
boy,
have released that.
Smooches, Queen.
I remember that thought
just
coming into
the,
my head.
The front line. The headlines on the next day's paper.
Yeah, exactly. No, I would have been fucking done for treason or some shit like that, man. I would have. That's fucked up. That's like assault.
You would have been rugby tackled to the floor. Yeah.
My dad would have been
Get
chained.
That man. It was him bunning the seed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tie him up.
Yeah.
But listen, I've got to go and get the missus some food, man.
No,
she's,
exactly.
She's sitting here patiently.
So what, we should go
Tiene
out.
Tiene mucha hambre, mamacita, no?
Si. Well, that's funny. Okay, so see, now the last song, the song that you recommended was CC Rogers, Someday.
A Crips. Oh, bruv, the original. How many remixes and other bits?
Oh, my God.
Original, Boomba Clut Rhythm.
Yeah, so many people. I was surprised when you sent me this to play on the show, man, because, I haven't heard this in so long. And then when I listened to it for a couple of seconds when you sent it, I was like, what's this fucking tune? I listened to it, and I was like, oh, shit, this song sampled it. Like, it's a big... tune, man. It's called Someday by CC Rogers.
One of those tunes.
Yeah, it's one of them ones.
It's been remixed so much or the taken samples so much. There's even like questions on other tunes being so old. You're thinking, is that the original tune? Or was the dance one the original? Because they're mad. They're all mad old.
Yeah.
This is the original Boomba Clut Rhythm.
Exactly. Props to CC Rogers. And you know what? Here's another Arms House to Your Mum's House episode. I'll bring Arms House to Your Mum's House! In the bag. Salute my brother Theme
in
every
the bag.
Time.
Salute my brother Amber.
Yeah, boy. Thank you once again for watching. Please leave a comment, man. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Like, do whatever you have to do on Spotify. Give us
We're
a little like.
We're doing a good giveaway soon. We're doing a good little giveaway very soon. Muy pronto.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled on the Instagram at Arms House to Your Mum's House Pod. All the links are below. Please, guys,
we love you.
We love the love that we get, man. People sending us messages, people liking, sharing stuff. For real, we love it, man. And it really helps. It helps spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Much love, party people. We out. Peace. Later.
Mamacita, listo, listo. Estamos. Nos vamos, baby, nos vamos.
Think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv.